CliffCentral.com.
A little Kylie Minogue to start you off on your Monday morning, and can't get you out of my head. It is just after 7 o'clock on CliffCentral.com. Had a good weekend. Well, I spent yesterday, I did such an interesting, it's not interesting, I was boring as hell yesterday. I basically didn't leave my house, and I barely left my bed. I just lay in bed all day. I was so lazy. The weather was shitty. I didn't have anything I needed to do. I was watching a series that Gord has recommended called The Boys, which is really funny. I mean, it's all about these superheroes that are actually terrible people. And I got into it. So what happens when I get into a show like that is I'll watch, you know, six episodes in a row. And then I lay in bed watching these shows. And I ordered, like, takeaways. I was just such a slob yesterday. It was nice. Loved it. Leanne, we can't hear you. You got to unmute yourself.
Leanne is on mute.
This is the standard conversation. It happens. You're not muted? No.
Oh, we can't hear you.
We can't hear you, Leanne, because God hates you.
Oh.
Just leave and come back in. I suppose that's the best way to do it. Okay. This is. I bet you everyone who's in a work situation anywhere in South Africa knows this. This same conversation we've just had with Leanne over and over again. All right. Anushka,
Leanne is a Veronique of our lives.
That's right. That's right. We were just talking about that. So Anushka says, I'm still recovering from my two hangovers. Thank God I'm working from home today. So she had a big weekend.
Dare I ask how you have two hangovers?
Well, she had one on Friday and one on Saturday, clearly. She had two big parties.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
And then Tabo says,
torture.
The last time I listened to the show live was on March 27th when I was getting ready for my old job. 6.5 months later, I'm getting ready for my new job, which I started in April during lockdown. Don't even know if I have a desk, but you guys have kept me sane. I enjoyed waking up at 8 o'clock and starting work at 10. Oh, the perks of working from home. I'm going to miss that. Yeah, Tabo. Lots of people are getting back into the office, and for some, it's not their favorite thing. Like, there are lots of people who don't want to be doing that stuff. Hey, Leanne, you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
You were going to comment.
It wasn't muted.
You were going to comment on what a slob I was spending the whole of Sunday.
I said, what a slob, but it's so nice. Mm. Oh.
I needed it. Also, you know, when it's raining outside and you're lying in bed and you're like, what the hell do I have to? I'm not going to spend today trying to be productive. So I didn't. I actually gave myself a free ticket to spend the day at leisure. And I loved it.
Mm.
Very, very nice.
And the weather allowed.
Yeah, totally. So here's a message from Beverly. She sent us an email. She said, when I went to bed on Thursday night, I asked God to help me count my blessings when I wake up because I can be rather miserable even though I have a good life. I'm 69 years old. Well, lo and behold, I was hardly awake when Leanne donned her sweet Jesus mask. Talk about a belly laugh. So you made Beverly laugh. Beverly says, it is true that God works in mysterious ways. Lol and lots of love. Okay.
So I never knew that God would work through me, but he did.
Leanne, you know, when you are called.
Yeah.
I was his chosen angel for the day.
And your sleeping Jesus was the tool of comedy. For Beverly, that's all that matters. So some nice messages came through.
Thanks, Beverly.
All right, let's look at some of the things that are going on in the world today. I know that there's a story about WhatsApp. I'm quite interested in this. Apparently, there are more and more anti-WhatsApp movements, and there's lots of research being done that proves that WhatsApp is basically monitoring you secretly in the background. And, you know, we know that Mark Zuckerberg is a complete slime ball. But we know all these platforms do this. Google does it. YouTube does it. WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, the whole lot. They're all watching you. And as that guest on my show last week on So What Now, he said, Bernard Hotz, he said, you can't delete anything. There are like, you'd have to delete something through 25 different layers of deletion for it to properly be destroyed. And who knows how to do that, you know? So in other words, just accept that everything you've ever searched for on the internet is going to eventually, someone will know, you know. And your WhatsApp messages are not just for you. There could be someone watching. It could be someone.
And then there are other, you know, less scary, but functional problems or weaknesses with WhatsApp.
Yeah.
For instance, you know, when you get a new phone, you have to actually back it up before you transfer to the new phone. Otherwise, you lose all the history.
Yes.
There are a number of issues. So apparently now there is a replacement option.
Oh, yeah?
And apparently it's really good.
What's
it doesn't
called?
Have any of those issues. It's called Signal.
Okay, I've been using Signal. I've got Signal. So it's end-to-end encrypted and all of that stuff, and it's not as user-friendly to me as WhatsApp is, because I'm used to WhatsApp, right? But I use both.
Yeah.
And I use Signal. There are a couple of groups that I belong to, which we don't want to use WhatsApp, so we use Signal.
I was wondering, because we've kind of made a verb out of WhatsApp, you know, let me WhatsApp him. And
yeah.
Now we'd have to say, let's Signal him.
Well, that makes a bit more sense.
But obviously the other person needs Signal as well. So it'll take a while, I suppose, for people to start downloading it. And we'll see if, because it's different in every country in the world as well. It may not work in South Africa or, you know, become very popular. We'll see. But it's got a new desktop calling feature, which is now live as well, which apparently people are enjoying. But it's all about security. They put security first.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I use this Signal's there. It's not the greatest. I mean, more or less the same as any other, you know, kind of messaging app. And I don't really know whether you would be able to describe too many differences. But obviously the encryption and the ability for it to keep your information private is probably better. But otherwise, it looks more or less the same. You know, it works just about the same way, except you also have a PIN. It sends you a PIN every time, blah, blah, blah. So if you're really concerned about safety and privacy, then I suppose that's one for you.
Or, yeah. Or if you just hate Facebook.
Wait.
Because remember, it's owned. WhatsApp is owned by Facebook.
Correct.
Sorry, you need a PIN to access Signal every time you use it.
No, it sends you a PIN every like couple of months just to update, or even weeks, depending on how often you want your security changed. But it's interesting. So Bolelo has just reminded me that Mark Cuban, who basically invented live streaming, had one of the first encrypted messaging programs. It was called Cyberdust. So once you message someone, it basically deletes it straight away. So there's never a record kept. And I kind of I think that's how conversations should be. In writing, because that's how they are in real life. Like, I can't remember a conversation word for word that I had with Sia on Friday.
Yeah, I think the big benefit to keeping these messages is when you have criminal cases and you can go back and look at those. I did end up also watching that, what's that documentary called?
The Social American Dilemma.
Yeah, I watched that too, but no, the documentary with the guy who killed his kids and wife, the American neighbor.
Oh, the Watts murder.
Yeah, and so much of the case depended on messages that were found on everyone's phones that were involved. So I think it's important for that.
Sarah says, "Hey everybody, nice seeing you, Sarah from Dubai." Oh yeah, we've met Sarah. I visited you guys in March just before lockdown. Are you back in?
Yeah.
I wonder if she's back in Dubai. Robert and Anushka are like flirting with each other on this app that we use. And by the way, you can you can go to it by just following the links on cliffcentral.com. It's quite cool. Like we seem to have more and more registrations every day we do this. So let's keep those numbers going up. Tell other people to come and check it out as well. Of course, we still make the show available in the old ways, but this is just a new way you can do it if you do want to watch and see what we're up to. So I don't know. I mean, listen, these apps are all useful. I think ultimately, you know, unless you are criminal and you're indulging in criminal behavior, you just got to accept that people are going to, some people, nefarious and dodgy people, will be able to see your conversations. So if you're not indulging in criminal stuff, so what? And frankly, like, do I care if someone digs up a conversation I'm having where I'm either drunk or I'm flirting or whatever. Not really. Do I care?
No, I don't care.
I've always thought, like, I've got nothing to hide anyway. Come and get me, you know.
Well, yeah, dignity is just a, it's a fleeting thing.
Yeah, and frankly...
you can rebuild your dignity so 5 years from now.
If Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian can actually suck dick on camera and they can build a career, like, really? So, you know, how bad is it going to be? You know what I mean?
But you see, like, our president, with all due respect, is now still known as Cupcake based off a text or a screenshot. You know, it might not completely change your life, but will give someone a little thing. But like, the last thing I would want is for someone to see me flirting. Ah, the actual thought of what would come out of that.
See, I want to know, what kind of adjectives do you use when you describe me? Do you have nicknames for people you're flirting with? Like, do you call them baby or darling or honey or...
Depend on the time of the day, depend on the mood.
Yeah, come on, tell us. Like, that's this is a way to not be embarrassed. Because if you share it with all of us now, then we won't...
No!
One day when we see your phone records, we won't make fun of you because we'll already know.
It's those either early in the morning or late at night messages where you're in bed and you go, I'm thinking of you type thing.
I'm thinking of you, baby. What do you call them?
Honey, no, okay. You know,
sweetheart.
This is weird, guys.
Come on, CS, okay. Spit it out.
I like different terms of endearment for you to know where you are in terms of your position in my life.
Ooh.
No. So, like, you know, yeah, they're different rankings. But this is really the pitifulness of it all. So, like, this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
It's just, you know, we're all just missing some gentleman callers here.
So
I had to just throw it out there for a guy who I hadn't spoken to in a while. But I was like, hey,
yeah,
you up? I've sent one of those texts this weekend, like, hey, you up?
Hey, you up, yeah.
And how did it work out?
That's a booty call. That's what that is. That's throwing the net and hoping there'll be some fish that you catch, right, Sia?
But it's just, look, yes, but when you look at it, in hindsight, it's like, oh, that's so pathetic.
No, everybody does that, Sia. I don't think it's pathetic. I mean, if you're a single person and you're not doing that, then... maybe you've either given up, or or there's nobody who's interested in you, which is even more sad. I think you've got to try. This is normal. It's not embarrassing. I don't think that's so bad. If you're embarrassed if you're embarrassed about that, you got no problems. Trust me.
Okay. I'm sure it gets a lot worse.
Well, we'll find out.
Look, if you think about it, everyone is doing it. You know, sex and dating is a common denominator with everyone. It's either you want to have it, it's either you're doing it, or it's either you miss having it.
Yeah, I don't think this is a big deal. I've said it before. I think eventually, you know, once we're all on the internet for one or two embarrassing things, then I think everybody's going to just, it's not going to be as exciting anymore as it is now. This person, was caught in this flirting scandal or embarrassment. I really don't think it's a big deal. Unless you're doing something criminal, in which case you should be worried. The rest of us should just get on with our lives. Anyway, I mean, we'll find out from a friend of mine who started a new dating business, and I think it might be something that those people who are interested in hooking up with someone in a more relationship sense, because, you know, there are apps for this, but most people are so over them. And they can get very boring and very messy very quickly. So we'll find out from him what he's devised to come up with a way for people to meet new people and to actually date new people that isn't as weird as some of these apps. Let's put it that way.
Because personally, I don't know how you guys feel. I hate texting, and especially then you have to flirt while texting. It's not my superpower. I'm more comfortable face to face, or if we're speaking over the phone. Now you have to text, and then you have to mind what you say, and then you have to still sound sexy and
Well, all I can say is thank God for emojis, because sometimes I'm just not I don't want to get into a long conversation, you know, and then the emojis can save you the trouble. You're like smiley face or grumpy face or whatever. It just does the work for you. I mean, sometimes I'm just super lazy about these things.
Mm.
All right. There's lots to talk about. So let's get into some stories from the weekend. Apparently there are missing swimmers off the coast of South Africa, and they found these floating balloons that triggered a search. What's this all about? I don't know anything about this story.
What?
Like I said, I didn't watch the news, so maybe I'm not paying attention.
Yeah.
What is this?
So the National Sea Rescue Institute received these reports from eyewitnesses saying that two swimmers had been swept out to sea with yellow and orange floating objects with them. So there was this massive rescue mission that was kicked into action. The NSRI Table Bay Rescue Sea Rescue craft Spirit of Day was launched. NSRI Buckhoven and NSRI Table Bay shore crew searched along the shoreline. There was Cape Town Fire and Rescue Services dive unit, law enforcement officers. It was the SkyMed rescue helicopter.
Wow.
So many people got involved. And after this extensive search, they couldn't find these swimmers that had been reported. Instead, they came across a bunch of at least 5 party balloons floating in the water.
What, like balloons that had come from a party that were filled with helium once, but they deflated?
I don't think that they were filled with helium.
Oh, okay.
I also thought about that. I think they were just filled with
normal
carbon
air
dioxide.
And then they were just floating on the top of the sea. I mean, yeah, we talk about how
apparently it was a
we talk about plastic things in the ocean and hear people having parties and just leaving balloons lying in the sea. Horrible. They could have come from anywhere though, right?
Yeah, apparently it was a very windy day, so they probably blew away from the party. But somebody, if you do see balloons floating on the ocean, it gives this mistaken impression of swimmers in distress, apparently.
Okay, so actually there were no. All right, I got you.
No one was harmed in the making of this.
Of this story.
But except for this massive rescue operation that was launched. And I bet you the person whose balloons they are doesn't even know about it.
Oh, yeah, I completely forgot about that. That's not important to them.
Yeah.
Imagine if you find out those balloons are from somewhere far away and they've just been floating around on the sea like a message in a bottle for years. Find out that they're from a birthday party, an 18th birthday party of someone who's now 38.
It might actually be a good idea if you do swim in the sea to take a little balloon, like pop it in your costume.
Yeah.
So that you can inflate it. The reaction time is great. It works.
Also, just maybe don't swim in the sea.
That's my route. That's my route.
Well, not in the deep sea, Sia, but people get into the water. Not so much in Cape Town, but in KZN. I love that. That's one of the reasons I'd go to the sea.
Yeah, but nature has a way of just reminding you who's boss. And you can think you're a qualified great swimmer, but yeah, when nature wants to show you who's boss, can. And then next thing we're...
No, you go ahead. You look after you. Leave me to swim in the sea if I want to swim in the sea. I'm not gonna get myself into trouble. It's a fun thing to do. Love it.
Yeah.
Don't ever take me to the coast and just sit on the beach with me. I'm gonna be bored to death. Let's get in the water. You know what
I used to be like that. I mean, when I was really little, like 10 or 11, and we'd go to some beach resort in KZN, I'd be the furthest out, and the lifeguards would be the ones calling me back.
Wow.
Absolutely loved it. And then when I got engaged, I was in Mozambique, and we went on one of these dolphin finding missions.
Yeah.
We were snorkeling quite deep. And I came face to face with a shark that was just staring at me.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
And
I started panicking and swimming fast back to the raft. And the guy who was supposed to get me back onto the raft, because it was one of those like dinghies with the puffed up balloony bottom. and you can't actually get in by yourself. And he said to me, no, I'm not letting you in until you calm down. So I ended up pulling myself in, and I bruised my boobs while I was doing that. And then he proceeded to tell me.
Your boobs.
Yeah. He then proceeded to tell me that it wasn't a shark. And showed me a picture on a laminated piece of paper of a fish that he said I'd seen. And I was like, no, dude. I looked at it in the eye. I know it was a shark. And ever since then, I've really battled to get back into the water.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of the sea, but if that happened to me, I might think twice. So I'll give you a pass on this one, Leanne.
Yeah. No, it's terrible because I'm missing out on stuff, you know?
I'm over that now. Similarly, you know, growing up in Durban, every second weekend we'd be at the beach. But it was after really, like, when I got stung by a jellyfish, which was the last out of getting stung or hurt by any and everything in the ocean. That's when I thought, nah, I'm actually done. So I'm fine on the sand.
There's one thing I've never, ever been interested in, and maybe it'll happen, you know, you never say never. But deep sea diving and snorkeling and scuba diving, I've just never been interested in that stuff. I always thought you'd just stay out of there because those animals that live in the depths of the sea are not – they don't want humans. They don't want humans around. They don't want us invading their space, getting in their way, and, you know, messing with their ecology.
I don't know. It brings me back to this, my octopus teacher.
Yeah.
And he was just free diving, so didn't have any scuba gear. He would just hold his breath and go all the way down. And this relationship that he developed with this octopus makes you think how special that is, and to worry about something like a shark, you would be missing out on something like that.
No, I think I'm okay. I think I'm all right. Yeah. I don't need an octopus friend, and I'm not in a hurry to get scuba diving and make other marine friends. I'll be all right.
Yeah. And I think I'm a little too backward for it. I only stopped at the training leg of scuba diving, and I just couldn't get my head around it, because there's something about my body that says this is unnatural. When you're underneath the water and you have to let out air, and I was like, nope, can't do this. And then it was a little too heavy for me. I'm more Pamela Anderson in Baywatch than people who are more I won't be doing all of that. Thank you very much.
Oh, here's something gross. Riet says, my daughter had to leave her hostel fridge in a storeroom at university during lockdown. Man, what a mess we found when we moved her back on Monday. Like a green...
So it was obviously...
She says,
it was obviously unplugged.
She says a green alien invasion inside the fridge.
Ugh, no.
Imagine that.
No. Won't have it.
So it's not just me who gets a huge amount of satisfaction out of cleaning. Here's a message from Bridget. She says, gives me such satisfaction, I'm glad I'm not the only one. Yeah, I love it. I love those shows where they show you how they clean. You know what, Channel? Here's something very boring that I have to share with you this morning. I've started watching, there's a channel on DSTV, and you know I don't watch a lot of TV, but it's a channel where they do all these home improvement shows.
Gareth, no.
Yeah, it's amazing. They've got different ones. They've got like people who take, there's this one black couple and they go and they fix up a house and then they sell it for money. And there's another couple, they divorced, but they used to be married and they fix up houses together. No, it's amazing. And you just see the places improving, and it's nice. That's nice to see. I'm sorry if it's boring for you, but I watch it. I'm not watching it all the time. It's just if the TV's on, then that's what I'll watch. Rather watch that than the... You wouldn't rather watch that than the news. Come on, of course you would.
I think this is a slippery slope. Next thing you're going to be loving watching the Weather Channel.
I know. It's coming. You're going to tune into this show one day and go, let's talk about the weather some more.
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
And then I keep being reminded by people about how good David Attenborough's new documentary is, A Life on Our Planet. It's apparently just unbelievable. So good. So if you're interested in that, then that's probably the one to watch. He's so good. Okay. That guy's just, he's unbelievable, right? He really is.
Yeah.
What an incredible guy. All right. Well, if you think you need to make friends with octopi, then maybe this will help you, because you should really have human friends first. And a friend of mine, I've known him for years. He's my oldest friend in the whole world. Nicholas is on the line. Nicholas Clothes Sinclair. He started a business called Cloud Dating. And he's going to tell us what this is all about, because many people's dating lives are just a fucking disaster. They're miserable. They're unhappy. They've never met anyone that they liked. And then when they did meet someone they liked, they found out later on that they weren't nice. So it's a mess.
Terrence, you promised you wouldn't make this about Leanne and I.
But here's the deal. These apps, these Tinders and all the rest of them, horrible. It doesn't work. People, it's really just a hookup app, and most of the people on there are revolting, and you wouldn't want to meet them. And most of them, you don't even know if they're fake or they're real. And people are craving, especially after lockdown, people are craving some real human interaction. So Nicholas is clever, and he's come up with a concept that will get more and more people interested in dating again. Maybe you'll revive the whole thing. How are you, Nick?
How's it? How are you?
Good, good, good. Tell the rest of us what this idea is. It might save specifically Leanne and Sia, who are, you know, they basically have given up on love.
Okay, well, Leanne and Sia, if you guys have given up on love, hey, this is seriously the way forward. It absolutely is. What we've done is we've taken a medium. We've created a platform that is the intermediary between Tinder and all the other apps that are based on basically just a picture and a short bio and a wild amount of fucking guesswork, and created an in-betweener between that and actually having to go out and meet somebody in real life, which is also probably as tricky at the moment as it's ever been.
Absolutely.
And it does online speed dating. So it's a platform where you sign on to an event. We have regular events per city and various age groups and obviously sexual preferences. And you sign into an event that's applicable to you. And then you have a series of online speed dates, between 8 to 15 dates. They're between 4 and 6 minutes each per date. And you've got an opportunity to see people for who they are in real life. No filters, no catfishing. No bullshit, just somebody behind a camera who is actually interested in meeting somebody else.
I love that idea.
So how does it?
Well,
don't count your chickens yet, honey. You know, you still have to do some of the work. All right. Let's just talk.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it can be. I would have to really pluck up the courage to do it. That's the one thing.
Yeah. So tell us how it actually works. Because, you know, we're also used to these video conferencing apps, and that's kind of lost its romantic edge. How do you make it exciting, and how do you know to, you know, get the right people on board, and what's the success rate been so far? I mean, give me some detail around how it actually works.
Okay, so there are a few questions that you've asked, but I'll try and answer in order. So what makes it a success is that, and the difference, but the fundamental difference between cloud dating and your other dating apps, your Tinders, your Bumbles, all the rest of it, is that people on cloud dating are actually there to meet other single people that they can potentially date.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest irritations, personally for me, being on dating apps, has been these gonks that gather up matches. Okay, so they just match with 100 people, and they gather you all up into their little matchbox and then never say a word to you.
It's bordering
on psychosis. Okay, what the fuck are they doing on a dating app if they're not going to talk to anybody? So that's the fundamental difference. The fundamental difference is that you are actually getting onto an app to meet people who are signing on to actually meet people. So,
and they're real people, because you have to meet them and talk to them and you get to see them and everything, right?
Exactly. They're real people. So you don't have any, I mean, the amount of stuff I've heard recently of people grumbling about being catfished, being caught out, asked for money, people not looking like they look like on their profile pictures in real life. We don't have any of those issues here. I mean, unless somebody is, you know, amazing with AI, and they've created a little bot that's going to sit and chat to you through the window. But it's seriously unlikely, okay? Because our system doesn't allow for that. So it's a very real environment where people who want to meet other single people come to meet other single people. So that's the first thing. The agenda is set. So you don't, there's no messing around. As far as the romance is concerned, the excitement, I would say the excitement is in that people who are serious about dating are excited about meeting new people.
Sure.
And Leanne, I hear what you say so clearly about the anxiety and the nerves of, you know, gathering up the guts to get onto the system. What we do is we make contact with all of our participants before the event to make sure that they're okay and that they're ready and they've got everything they need. And so much of the feedback that comes back to us is, oh my word, I'm so nervous. I don't kind of get why I'm so nervous. And the question I always ask them is, are you nervous or are you excited? You have a look at that sensation. Mm-hmm. What is that mean? Because they present as the same. It's the same situation. It just depends on what you've contextualized that sensation as. So after a moment, I've got to say I have a 90% hit rate on, guys, actually, I'm really excited because this is a great opportunity. And it's like a lucky packet, you know? Yeah. The countdown goes down, it counts down, and then it starts, and a window opens, and is this going to potentially be your somebody?
All right, but I have the other problem here is I get bored very easily, and a lot of people irritate me. And how long do I have to spend with each of these people? If I decided to do it, which is not going to happen, but if I did decide to do it, how long do I have to spend with each of these people, especially if they're boring?
Okay, so between 4 and 6 minutes max.
Okay.
Bearing in mind that we have already been chatting for more than 5 minutes.
Yes, and, I mean, well, that's what made me think it's time to end this conversation.
Well, it's been lovely seeing you again. Thank you
so much. No. Do you have to make, like, let's say you are in one of these sessions, do you have to make a decision there and then? How do you, like, let's say I do like the person and I'd like to see them again. What do I do in that case? And presuming they want to see me too.
At the end of each date, which, as I said, is time between 4 and 6 minutes, a window will pop up so that person you've been dating disappears off your screen. The window pops up saying, would you like to see this person again? And you can then say yes or no. Hmm. And if you say yes and they say yes, then we will put you in touch with each other the following day. If you say no and they say yes, none of your details are ever shared. And the same goes the other way around. So if you decide that that person is not for you, there's no way that they can get hold of you, certainly not from our end.
And what if the person is being particularly leery or weird? Can you report them?
You absolutely can report them. In fact, it's part of our terms and conditions that if you are reported for being, you know, a
creep.
That was the word I was looking for. If you're being a creep, then you are going to be ejected from the event, and those people are then blocked from participating in any future events. You know, Leanne, it's the other thing that differentiates cloud dating from other apps is that it is a paid event. A lot of people go, well, I'm not paying to have a date. Well, okay, so you're not that desperate to meet someone, so move along, citizen.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's as simple as that. We make it a paid event to make sure the people that are there are serious. It creates a non-predatory environment because 90% of people that are catfishing are trying to do it for free because they're trying to get money out of you because they don't have any money. So they don't have money to pay it anyway.
Oh, that's a good point.
So we've made it a paid event, so it creates a safer environment than traditional dating apps, which are for free, and they're for free because they use your information to advertise at you.
Yeah.
And we're not advertising at you. We are selling potential love and relationships. We're not selling anything else.
Have you had people?
Sounds good.
Have you had people meet their perfect match already? How long has the business been going?
It's been going extremely well. I've got to say, the response we've had to this has been incredible. Everybody is chock full of dating apps, and they've taken to it like ducks to water. At our last event, we had 32 direct matches. From that, we know for sure that we've had two first dates and one second follow-up date. So, you know, the odds in that situation are that the ball really is in your court. You've met somebody, you've already seen them, you've seen the way they operate, you can see if they're animated with their hands, if they're animated with their face, you know, and at the end of the day, once you've seen this has broken the ice. This is far less stressful than being in a restaurant and having to have a 40-minute date that could be completely awkward with absolutely nothing to say, and I've had my fair share of those, I can assure you.
Yeah.
Okay, we just want to run, but your common decency keeps you at the table. Gareth would have run. He would have said, I'm going to the bathroom and...
Just never come back.
Good
part. I've done that. I've actually done that. I went to the bathroom and I walked home.
No.
Yeah.
You know, I would have Ubered, but walking home is also fine.
I was just around the corner from home. To be fair.
You know, once you've broken the ice on this 5-minute date, by the time you meet them in real life, you don't have that, what do they look like? You know, do they have black hair, blonde hair? Is it really them? Am I going to get what I got? You know, it's
their profile picture from 7 years ago when they were in their prime.
Oh, yeah. And those horrible pictures that have been filtered and airbrushed and photoshopped to the nth degree where you can't even see that they're human. They look like some kind of antelope.
Within an inch of their lives.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's horrible.
I don't know. I love this idea. I'm seriously considering it.
All right. So how many people can you meet in one of these sessions? I mean, you say 4 to 6 minutes. So how big is an event? I mean, how many people can you have there?
We guarantee a minimum of 8 dates to make sure that, you know, because it's a paid event, we've got to make sure that people are actually meeting new people. So we guarantee a minimum of 8 dates and a maximum of 15, just otherwise the event goes on for too long. And we have events very, very regularly. We're running our third set of events this week, actually. We've got Cape Town tomorrow and Joburg on Wednesday. And we've got people on our third event that registered for our first and our second.
Wow.
Who have been on dates, that got to the dates, didn't enjoy it, but have made the decision to keep something. You know, people are embarrassed. They're worried about being rejected. The reality is that if you are, you are. It doesn't feel great. But you've got to understand that you don't necessarily like everybody that you meet.
No, definitely not.
It's you. And it stands to reason, okay, that not everybody's going to like you. So take the date what you got. You learn what you do like. You learn what you don't like. You learn what you should say. You learn what you shouldn't say. Every time you date, you get better at it. And that is what we are trying to teach the people that are dating on our profiles. Keep going.
Well, you know, there's such an interesting area here that you've managed to exploit between the real world, which has also become very messy, because even if you go on a normal date, like you were saying, let's say you like the person. First of all, we're living in – people have a mask on. You don't get to see their facial expression. I mean, even when you get to the table, you get to take your mask off. But that first sight you get of them is with the mask on, which is not great. And and these masks are revolting and they're very unhygienic, but that's besides the point. Then on the other side of the equation, you've got these apps, which, as we've already discussed, you don't really know whether you're dealing with that actual person. And they could be there for ulterior purposes. They could be there trying to extort money out of you. They could be there just collecting a bunch of matches, as you said earlier. They could also be a serial killer. I mean, at least when you get to speak to someone in person like we do now, you know, you get to spend a bit of time with them. And it's just long enough for you to be able to figure out whether you're interested in someone. How did you decide on 4 to 6 minutes, by the way?
4 to 6 minutes was we did a lot of testing of the system. And the feedback that we got was anything over 6 minutes, if the date wasn't going well, it started to get orkies.
Yeah.
And if it was going well, it was a sufficient amount of time to keep you excited enough to say, yes, match with this person because I want to see them again.
Yeah.
Because, again, in reality, guys, what we want is we want these people to meet up afterwards. We want them to meet up. We want them to have a successful relationship.
Yeah.
We don't want them to talk to each other for so long online that the online – there's only so much that you can do here. You know, so we don't want them to lose their enthusiasm for one another either. We want them to have life with the excitement that they ended their online date with.
Do you as moderators you don't see the conversation, do you?
Sadly not.
Why is that sadly?
Because it would be very entertaining.
We definitely don't. The system does not allow us to view any private debts or anything. The debts are completely confidential between the two people that are dating each other, and so you've got 100% privacy.
And what happens if you're a superficial, very shallow person who's really only interested in other people if they're extremely attractive, and you end up with 9 dates in a row who are all bog trolls? I'm asking for a friend.
Okay, so I would say to you, stop being so fucking baffish.
Because, I mean...
No, the friend. You'd say that's the friend.
Yeah. Sorry, we've got the friend, are we again? Okay.
Yes.
Tell your friend, to stop being so vacuous. Okay, the purpose of this is the point. You can't judge a person by a profile picture. Mm. You know, some people are just not photogenic, Gareth. The moment I see a picture, a camera, I do that. Alarming. Okay, so I'm not a photogenic human being. To judge me by the photographs that I have is not fair. Half of my charm is my personality, and this gives people an opportunity to actually get that through to somebody else.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, good. So, all right, you've managed to get this going. You want to do it in a geographical area, though. I mean, most of these things are geographically linked because you said earlier you want people to actually meet up. There's no point in someone going on here and meeting someone from Cape Town if they're in Joburg, or if they're in Durban, meeting someone in Pretoria, right?
Look, if you travel a lot, if you live in Cape Town, you spend a lot of time in Joburg, and there's an opportunity that if you met someone in Joburg that you might move here, by all means, attend the Joburg event.
Okay.
The reality is that we've done it geographically because, you know, the majority of people live in the same city. And as you said, we do want them to meet up with each other afterwards.
Mm.
So, yes, the short answer to your question is yes.
All right. Mm. Okay. And do you have sort of filtering on these things so that you can... you can be very specific about what you're looking for. So let's say someone is...
I think we're back to looks again.
No, it's not looks. No, no, no. I'm talking about, you know, for example, geography or if you have a certain preference for people who are not dwarves and that kind of thing.
Okay. So, no, we don't have those sorts of filters at the moment.
So you mean I could I could go onto your dating thing. I could have 8 good dates and then a dwarf.
Well, you might. Because you know what, Gareth? Everybody deserves to find somebody that they love.
And okay. Who's to say, you know what?
There is a very good chance because this is a platform for all South Africans that are single and available to meet other people. So what we will do in the future, part of our expansion plans of future is to create more exclusive matched events.
Mm-hmm.
So we've become like a VIP dating scenario where we match people more specifically and set those people up on online dates to then take it into the real world. But that's a future plan. The cost would be more than this at the moment because that would then become a VIP matching scenario.
Oh, we like the sound of that.
And speaking,
can I just say one more thing? Sorry to interrupt you. I just want to say one more thing. From a concern of, oh, well, I might meet 8 bug trolls. Here's the deal. It costs 250 rand to attend an event.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We're not going to be able to buy 8 people drinks in a club for 250 bucks.
True.
Very true.
That's a very good point.
You meet 15 dates on an evening. It's less than 20 rand per person. You can't even buy a chappy for 20 rand anymore.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no, that's a very good point. I like that. Okay, so let's just talk quickly about, here's Ruth's question. She says, I'm crazy. I met 3 people from overseas. Obviously, we Skyped, but it was still a bit strange, and unfortunately, it didn't work out. But my man, she says, I found on an app, and 4 years down the line, we're still together. This is, technology has helped people to meet their husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends. It's made it all a lot easier, right? And you can cast that net wider. I mean, you could go out to a restaurant or a club, and you might meet nobody who you want to have a subsequent meeting with. But with this, you can do it from the sanctity and the privacy and the security of your own home, you don't have to go and spend more money on drinks and food and Ubers and God knows what else. And you can decide from there whether it's worth following up, right?
Quite right. Quite right. And there are a lot of success stories of online apps, that, and I don't dispute that at all. But just the statistics are really, really, really low.
Yeah, very few and far between.
Less than 1% of relationships that form on online dating apps actually turn out to be married, because you know so little about the person that you actually end up meeting. And, you know, sometimes it takes 2 weeks to meet a person, and after 2 weeks of texting and, you know, pictures that are probably very heavily filtered, by the time you meet a person, you create such an expectation of who they are that they couldn't possibly live up to it, and that destroys any opportunity that there is.
Michelle has a question. Michelle's chomping at the bit to get on here. What is the site called?
I probably should have started with that. It's called Cloud Dating. So www.clouddating.co.za.
Okay, that's easy. Clouddating.co.za. All right, Michelle, she's literally hammering the keys on her keyboard at the moment. She's just desperate to get in there.
I'm very excited to host you, Michelle. That's amazing. The nice thing about it is it's a non-threatening environment, as you said. People are sitting in their homes.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, you don't have, after 5 minutes, if that person's not your person, they're gone forever. You just say no and you never have to see them again.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to make an awkward exit.
Yeah.
That's such a good point. Because, again, friends of mine who have done these Tinder dates, you know, they'll spend hours and hours swiping left or right and then setting up the date, and then you have to go there, and then what if it's not the, I mean, one of my friends, listen to this. This is an unbelievable story. This guy lives in Australia, and he said that all Australian women are absolutely revolting, and he's had no luck whatsoever. And he bought a plane ticket because he matched with some girl in Vancouver. He bought a plane. Yeah, listen to this. Bought a plane ticket, went from Australia to Vancouver, arrived for this coffee date with it. And I remember he spent considerable money to get to Vancouver. It's a fuck of a long way. Gets there, and she sits down opposite him, and they have like some small talk, but he just instantly knew he wasn't attracted to her when she was sitting opposite him. Now, that is a serious waste of money. You have that is an enormous expenditure for a failed date. And I can't believe, you know, there are lots of people in the world, people who are very successful, people who are very intelligent, people who are very good looking, and they're just having a hard time finding someone. This could help.
Yeah. Gareth, you know what? How on earth are you going to say a person based on a picture and a short description?
Which they probably lie. They lie about their description. Most people's descriptions are terrible.
It's just not possible. So what is the, in terms of participation, what we want to do is we want to start promoting that we've got a small differentiation. We always have enough people on our events, but we have a small differentiation between the ratios of men and women.
Oh, yeah.
That come to the events. And I don't know, perhaps that's something that you could put out to your listeners, is what's happening to the South African men? I mean, why are they avoiding, what are they avoiding in terms of these?
Okay, so you have many more women than you have men.
We always have a sufficient amount of people on our events, but our application rates are always more women than men.
What do you think that is, Leanne? You answer on behalf of all women, I command you.
No, men.
Sorry.
It's you both.
Yeah, well, I want to know why Leanne thinks it's mostly women who are applying, and whether men are just a bunch of pussies. What's going on here?
I think if I can liken it to social media statistics, women are a lot more active online and unafraid to engage online, whereas men are a little standoffish when it comes to that. It could be that.
What do you think, Sia?
No, I have no idea. I wonder.
Sia thinks nobody else is he thinks everybody is as uninhibited as he is. So he thinks, why should anyone want to be shy? Have you got a theory?
So shy is something that comes up a lot. A lot of the time I have applications and we have inquiries from men, and they come back saying, you know, actually we are shy. And it's something that's very interesting and something that I want to reiterate just for what it's worth to the men that are listening that would potentially come on this thing but don't want to feel like they are embarrassing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes, guys. How embarrassed could you possibly be in 5 minutes? Okay.
So
the idea, well, there's very little that can happen in 5 minutes. You're in a non-threatening environment because you're in your own home. Okay.
Mm.
There is nothing that can happen to you. Okay. You go through a series of 5 minute dates. The very worst thing that can happen is that you end up with not liking anybody there. It's an hour of your life. The very best thing that can happen is you meet somebody absolutely incredible.
All right. Give us some tips. How are you meant to dress for these things? What kind of background should you have? All of this is terribly important because if you arrive and you look like a slob or you haven't sorted out your hair or you've got a disgusting background behind you, filthy, dirty walls full of handprints and, you know, you've got, I don't know, there's some
calendars of topless women.
or sexy nuns. That's also concerning.
Yep. Try and avoid that. So good lighting. Make sure you've got good lighting. Make an effort. Treat it like a date. Okay? So make an effort to make sure that you've brushed your hair and that, you know, people can actually see your face, you know. I'd say that. Make sure you've got a great internet connection because obviously this is still online based. So, you know, if you're in a date and you are going, you're going to get a no. It just simply is what it is, you know. Sit next to your router if you need to. Okay, and make great lighting, guys, because you're there to meet people. You're not there to obscure yourself in the hopes that someone's going to like you. They're either going to like you or they're not. Be brave.
Mm.
You have nothing to lose. It's 5 minutes of your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Be brave. Be strong, because the Lord thy God is with you.
Amen.
That's what came to mind.
Exactly. In fact, never mind elevator music. I think, Leanne, if you could sing that and we could record it and we'll just play it in the background of everybody having a
yes. I am not afraid, I am not dismayed.
All right, shut up, both of you. Listen to this. This is quite important. Bulelo says, you are a legend for making people pay to keep out the riffraff. Well
yes.
done. Positive.
Thank you.
Positive discrimination for the win, says Bulelo.
You lost me at discrimination, but thank you for all of that because, yes, I think it also makes sure that people are serious rather than discriminating against people.
Mr. Schmangles says, that's actually his name, and if he ever comes to one of your cloud dating events, immediately ban him. Mr. Schmangles says, hey, you sexy people, cloud dating sounds amazing. Start a dating site for stoners like me. Anushka says... Do people strip down during these online dates? And Anushka's obviously been on some very dodgy sites in her time. What about privacy?
Why do we have so many freaks this morning?
These are our listeners here. What about privacy from a cybersecurity and data breach perspective? Because you remember there was that Ashley Madison case in point from a long time ago. You don't take a whole lot of people's information, right? What sort of info do you have on them on your database? So even if there was a breach... what would possibly go missing? You don't keep their addresses. You don't keep their bank details. What kind of stuff do you have?
None of that. So they are required to, when they register, to give us their full name and surname, their telephone number, email address, city of residence, and age.
Right.
So that we can categorize them. All the payments are done through a payment portal, which at the moment is PayFast.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our privacy terms, our privacy policy is on our website.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't take any banking details, credit card details. We don't hold any of that personally. It's all done through a third party.
All right, great.
Well, but also remember Ashley Madison was for people who were in relationships and were aware of the fact that they wanted to cheat.
It was for affairs.
Yeah, they had certain things.
Especially for affairs. Leanne, weren't you hitting that data breach? You were, right?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Were you singing the song then, Leanne?
Yes.
That was really where she, that was the moment she decided to give up on dating. It was going so well for her and Ashley Madison, and she ruined her life, and she was getting payments from men from all over the world, and Then suddenly it was over.
It's amazing.
She's had a very interesting life. All right. Well, thanks for that, Nick, and well done. And we'll all go and try it out. It sounds great. Clouddating.co.za. And well done for coming up with something to help people, especially in a year like this where there's so many people who are feeling isolated and lonely, frankly. There are a lot of people who are very lonely and want to meet somebody. And it's become harder than ever. Despite technology making it easier in some ways, it's become harder than ever to figure out who's real and who isn't and whether or not you're wasting your time. So well done on a new idea that I think has huge potential.
Thank you so much, guys. And thanks so much for having me on your show. It's been nice to be here with all of you.
Yeah, there we go. Nicholas Clothier Sinclair and clouddating.co.za. Go and have a look at that. Could just be your saving grace. And then you can sing your – what's your song again?
Be brave. Be brave. Be strong. Be strong. Because the Lord thy God is with you. I am not afraid. Oh, no. I am not dismayed. And I can't remember the rest of the song.
Because I'm walking in faith and victory.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Did you guys go to the same Sunday school or something? How come I don't know this song?
We just went to Sunday school. It's a staple. Okay.
Right.
It is.
Funnily enough, Sunday school for me when I was at primary school was an excuse to find dates. There was this girl called Vanessa. So I completely perverted the reason to go to Sunday school. But it worked for me.
Yeah, look, I dated the church drummer for a while. And also I was my mom was asked to please say to me that I'm not allowed to ask questions anymore. Because I was asking about where evolution fits in.
Oh, really? So you upset everybody?
Yeah, we were doing the creation, and I was like, but then how did the fish become monkeys?
Yeah, I see why that wasn't a hit in Sunday school.
Yeah, who knew? Right. Anyway.
Well, loads of things to keep you busy today on a Monday. Hopefully some love if you haven't got that in your life and it's something you're looking for. And otherwise, have an excellent day. Keep it on cliffcentral.com. We've got some great series for you to go and listen to. Just go to our website and check it out on the main page. And we will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, at 6 o'clock.
Cliffcentral.com.